Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshippers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
The Community Singers is a dedicated group of musicians and vocalists that performs fundraising concerts to benefit many of the nonprofit and community groups in our region. With music direction by John Barr on piano and choir leader Laura Carbar, the Community Singers is made up of volunteers from Cowansville and surrounding towns. This spring, the group filled Emmanuel United Church in Cowansville for a benefit concert for Cowansville's Centre d'Action Bénévole. That concert was a crowd-pleasing mix of vocal solos, duets, and choral pieces of various types, ranging from hit songs from well-known musicals and movies to hymns and other songs in English and French. The concert raised almost $1,500 for the CAB and its food bank. Next on the schedule is a show that's part of the Tour des Arts Evenings Around the Tour. The ensemble Bar Family and Friends perform a fundraising concert along with members of the Community Singers, singing solos, duets, trios, quartets, and full chorus numbers. The show's on Tuesday, July 14th at 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Anglican Church at 24 St. Paul Road in Knowlton. That concert is a fundraiser for St. Paul's Church's outreach program to support youth in need in the community. The following day, July 15th, there's a father and son concert featuring John Barr on piano and Nicholas Carbar on clarinet, performing a free show from 2 to 3 p.m. in Manoir Lac Brome at 28 Moeco Road in Knowlton. The duo will present their favorite classical clarinet and piano selections. Everyone is welcome. The Community Singers all come together again in September for a fundraising concert to benefit the Brome-Missisquoi Perkins Hospital Foundation. The concert's on Saturday, September 19th at 2 p.m. in Emmanuel United Church at 203 Principal in Cowansville. Tickets for that show are $25 at the door or from members of the Community Singers.
Listening to the Township's Daily News Bits here on 99.1 FM.
Brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.